There are many fascinating connections between Chanukah and Sukkot. That's correct, between Chanukah and Sukkot. For example, while the opinion of Beis Hillel is what we do, of course, that we light and continue to add one candle to every day, Beis Shammai's opinion is that we start with eight and go all the way down to one, just like Keneged Parei HaChag, just like on Sukkot, the karbanos were offered descended in number. We say Hallel a full 8 days only on Chanukah and on Sukkot. In the book of the Maccabees, the Sefer Maccabim, we find that when they won the victory over the Greeks, when they were victorious, they celebrated it. And it says, like they celebrated on Sukkot, and it even writes, they brought out their lulav and their esrog. And of course we have, both on Sukkot and both on Chanukah, the notion, the concept of Hiddur Mitzvah. On Sukkot, everybody does Hiddur Mitzvah, a beautiful esrog, a beautiful hadassim and aravos, and a lulav. We're very careful with what we buy. And on Chanukah, everybody does Hiddur Mitzvah. Everybody is lighting a menorah for everybody in the household, adding candles on every single night. So what is the connection between Chanukah and Sukkot? Reb Messing, in an article in an old Torah journal from Eretz Yisrael, writes the following. Reb Gilad Messing writes a beautiful idea. He explains, both Sukkot and Chanukah were moments in which it didn't seem like we needed a miracle. On Sukkot, we didn't really need the miracle. We had already left Mitzrayim and Hashem had shown us all of the miracles and the Nisim and the Neflos of the Makos and of Makos Bechoros and of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we will get to Kriyas Yamsuf. But Sukkot was an added miracle. It was an added Nisim Hashem that was there to protect us. When we don't necessarily need a miracle to save us. Usually we refer to miracles was we needed a moment of salvation and Hashem came in and saved us at that exact moment when we needed him. But sometimes Hashem does a miracle just to let us know that he loves us and he cares about us. And he's not necessarily going to change everything for a moment of salvation, but just to save us. And that's Chanukah. We didn't really need both of these miracles. We have a miracle of oil and a miracle of the battle. We could have had one, but the idea is, as many explained, that we had to understand that one miracle was there, of course, the victory of the miracle of the oil. We might not have necessarily recognized the victory in the battle, but we had an extra miracle, and this is the idea of Hiddur Mitzvah. Hiddur Mitzvah means that Hashem went out of his way for us, both on Sukkot and both on Chanukah, with an additional miracle, then perhaps on these 2 days, in these Yomim Tovim, we go a little bit out of our way. Of course, Hiddur Mitzvah applies, as the Gemara in Shabbos says, to all mitzvahs, that we should be, it's not, we should do them beautifully. But clearly on Chanukah and clearly on Sukkot, we do them in an extraordinary, almost universal way. Because if Hashem is going to go out of his way to make these miracles for us, then we are going to go out of our way to respond in kind, to do things to the fullest extent possible, both on Chanukah and on Sukkot.